As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, August the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, although I wouldn't call it really good news. Hard facts, certainly that, and from time to time we even discuss solutions. Of course, you all know what my perennial solution already is. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Most of the email traffic over the weekend was from the Republican and Democratic parties. Very interesting as they ramp it up, moving into the end of days, I might say. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. Good morning, Myrna. 65647. Having a little trouble with the city clerk. She wants to become a Gestapo agent for the Ashkenazim. Once again, a big shout out to the Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast. 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Market's in a freeze frame mode today. Silence is deafening, no doubt about that. No magic bullets left. Netanyahu, Clinton, Feinberg, and McCain, they're rolling out all the retreads in the morning news. Shepherdizing law monopoly, we'll talk a little bit about that. Technocracy Incorporated and the technological revolution, we'll go back into that as well today. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's get our market report for Monday. Again, August 23rd, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just 1 hour ago, found gold trading off 80 cents at $1,227.20 an ounce, 12/27/20. Silver off 8 cents at $17.94 an ounce, again below the $18 mark. Platinum up a buck at $1,509, and palladium up 4 at $478 a troy ounce. So lows and the highs in the morning gold spot market, $1,224.80 for a low, $1,233.10 for a high, not a $9 spread in there. But at 12/27/20, your gold is up year to year, $273.50 for a 28.68% return on your investment. And that's not a bad stack of shekels. The London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price at 12.27, even. We're 20 cents above that as of 9 o'clock a.m. The SPDR gold shares unchanged over the weekend, still holding 1,299.47 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on State Street at $51.10 billion. And we'll be back with much more. Stay tuned.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, August the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065. The website, becomevocallocal.com, becomevocallocal.com. You can also get there by going to vocallocal.org if it's shorter for you. But either way, you can enter into our chat room discussion there, and we'd love to have you with us. Let's go back in and close out that market report. Again, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading virtually flat off 80 cents at $1,227.20 an ounce. Silver slips below the $18 mark, down 8 cents this morning in early trading at $17.94 for a troy ounce of that beautiful metal. Platinum up a buck at $15.09 and palladium up $4 at $478 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed down 58 at 10,214. I guess things are going south for the Dow. NASDAQ up 1 point at 2180, and the S&P 500 closed off 4 at 1,072. Get all these digits, you know, upside down and inside out. What do they really mean anyway, folks? What do they really mean? What does a 10,000 Dow actually mean? I don't know. Crude oil this morning up 44 basis points. Excuse me, up 44 cents at $74.26 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. All right. The U.S. dollar index off 8 basis points, 0.08, at 82.95. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange, but really the whole marketplace today is just flat. Flat, still, dead, you know, they're rolling them all out. Canadian loonie up 13 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso remains at 8 cents U.S. The euro, still bad news for the euro, at $1.27 against the U.S. dollar, down 0.08% or virtually nothing. The British pound remains strong at $1.55, up 3 basis points, almost nothing. Swiss franc off 31 basis points, now trades again and is at parity with the Canadian dollar at 96 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, they can't give this debt away. The two-year is down at 0.49%. The yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.49%. That's near record lows there, folks. 10-year yielding at 2.62 and the 30-year at 3.67%. In the mortgage market this morning, good news for the mortgages. They continue to move down and down and down. Of course, finding a mortgage lender is another story. The 15-year mortgages moved down. The fixed rate 15-year mortgages moved down from 4.09% a month ago to 3.95% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.63% to 4.52%. And, of course, the prime rate stands at 3.25%. This morning in the news, this off of Kitco's website, this week is the start of the festival season in India, and gold is a favorite gift given during the festival, and that should keep the physical demand for gold at a higher level in the very near term. You can see how that rolls out. Technically, the gold market bulls still have the near-term technical advantage. Prices are in a solid four-week uptrend on the daily bar chart. The longer-term charts also still fully favor gold, the bull markets, as they, too, show long-term price uptrends in place. And so certainly we're going to see it continue to rise. We've just about put it down into concrete that $1,200 is going to be the floor. We'll see where we go over the next couple of months, but everything looks like it's going to be going up. COMEX silver futures are weaker. On Monday morning, December silver last traded down 3.6 cents at $18. The silver bears have gained some fresh downside near-term technical momentum after producing a bearish weekly low close last Friday. So we discussed that a little bit. You know, J.P. Morgan Chase and the all the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, so many other. They're all just doing everything that they can do to keep the price of silver at an absolute minimum to protect the industrial sector. They don't care too much about the investors. This week on the economic calendar, we're looking off of Econo Day. Not much happening today. It's just pretty much a blasé day. Tomorrow we're going to have existing home sales out at 10 o'clock. That'll come out right about the time we go on air tomorrow, so we should have a fresh report there. On Wednesday, the durable goods orders will come out. The new home sales will come out. That ought to be a very disappointing number. Thursday will be jobless claims again. And then on Friday, they'll have the gross domestic product and consumer sentiment. Likely it will end the week next week on a down. I don't imagine there's a lot of consumer sentiment out there. And we can find that even in the housing sector. Of course, this off Bloomberg. Housing slide into the U.S. threatens to drag the economy into recession. Somebody, please, give me a Valium. John Gittleson, S-O-H-N, right. And Bob Willis, writing for Bloomberg here. Housing led the U.S. out of seven of the last eight recessions. This time it may kill the recovery. What? Are these guys digging into last year's news basket? Kind of late to the party, boys. Home sales collapsed after a federal tax credit for buyers expired in April, and that happened. That's happened. Free money. When the free money runs out, everybody just put their money back in their pocket. Since then, the manufacturing-led expansion, somebody, please, I want a Valium, which began in the second half of 2009, has been waning. The manufacturing-led expansion, with jobless claims rising and factory orders falling. What? Here's a quote. If foreclosures continue to mount and depress the home prices, that could send the economy back into a recession, close quote, said Celia Chen. Where has she been? On Mars? The housing market and the broader economy are closely intertwined. I'd say so, honey. Get a grip. All right, let's go over to Israel. You got to start off with our Israeli news. Netanyahu says the talks must lead to a Palestinian recognition in the Jewish state. Does this sound like news that came around 10 years ago? I'm telling you, it's just they're rolling the retreads out this morning. There's nothing to say. Nothing to say. Gwen Ackerman here, August 22nd, writing for Bloomberg. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said direct peace talks with the Palestinians announced on August the 20th should lead to demilitarized Palestinian state that recognizes Israel as the Jewish homeland. Why should the Palestinians recognize Israel as anything other than a terrorist neighbor? All right? Oh, my. Security recognition of the national state of the Jewish people. How many Jews are in Israel anyway? Most of them Ashkenazi and a bunch of imports, socialist retreads out of Eastern Europe. Anyway, these are the three components that will ensure us a real and lasting peace agreement. I don't know, they probably have a mimeograph machine and just run this stuff off by the ream. Wassel Abu Yosef, a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization Executive Committee, how much money has the United States pumped into that group, said Netanyahu was setting preconditions for the talks that would be impossible to meet. Preconditions, all right? This is dialogue to consensus, moving towards predetermined outcomes. Palestinians rejected demand to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Well, there ain't nothing new there, folks. Ain't nothing new there. Here's another one along the same line. This one ought to make you puke. More retreads being drug out. Israel, Palestinians to resume direct talks with the U.S. deadline of 1 year. Giving them one more year. One more year. Next year in Israel.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, for regular Oracle listeners, any and all of you that did happen to catch Michael Vail's broadcast over the weekend interviewing Sol Vinur. S-O-L-V-I-N-U-R. You can find him in the chat room most days right here at Become Vocal Local and elsewhere. Excellent interview. It's so nice to be able to talk to the people from Europe, hosts, actually bringing up the same material. It's so nice to know they were having an international impact, that many people are in the fray, so to speak. Back to this article again here. Definitely check the archives, though, on Vantage Point with Michael Vail. It was a very good interview. Both of the 2 hours, just really fact-filled and full of very good information coming out of Europe. Always like to get in and around the Hague whenever we can. Again, Israel and Palestinian authorities resumed direct negotiations on September the 2nd. If you haven't eaten your breakfast, don't go and visit this website yet on Bloomberg and look at this article. They've got a picture of Hillary Clinton up here that's enough to, you know, just really make you blow chunks. But the U.S., while the U.S. target may be ambitious, this is this two-state situation here, while the U.S. target may be ambitious, the chances for agreement on creating a Palestinian state may be slipping away if delays last much longer, said Shibli Talhami. I'm a professor at the University of Maryland in College Park. Wonder how long he's been in the United States. Quote, there's no margin of error. The prospect of a two-state solution is fading fast, Talhami said. If you don't put a deadline, it won't happen. It does not happen next year. It does not happen, period. There is a sense of urgency. Clinton, that would be Hillary, goddamn Clinton, said August the 20th that she and Barry the usurper invited the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to Washington to meet face-to-face to formally open a fresh round of talks. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and King Abdullah of Jordan will join them. What a love fest, huh? I wonder what the bill's going to be for that one. These negotiations should take place without preconditions, Clinton said. The aim is to resolve all final status issues which we believe can be completed in 1 year. And saying that for what? 50 years now? Why don't we just cut them loose, all right? At what point does this infant grow up and reach its majority? Israelis and Palestinians have had direct talks before in 2000, 2001, 2003, 2005, 2007, 2008, and all the negotiations have broken down. Sounds like the textbook definition of insanity. It's Obama versus Bush as growth slows before the election. This off of Bloomberg also. Mike Downing, or Dorning, writing, Barry the usurper and fellow Democrats have run out of time and tools to generate growth as a historic government intervention to rescue the economy runs up against the limits of the November election calendar. They're fresh out of time, and they're fresh out of bullets. So the contest with Republicans for control of the U.S. Congress has reverted to arguments that have traditionally defined the parties, the role of spending and taxes. This is left, right, left, right. Let's get into some basal belief systems here this morning. Democrats are reminding voters that their economic problems started under Jorge Bush, while the Republicans are taking aim at Barry the usurper's administration handling of record deficits and high unemployment. It's almost repulsive, folks. It's so difficult to open their emails. Did you all get one from Cornyn, Senator's the Senate committee? I had to pull that one up. I put together. You know, it's not very often It's not very often that the Republicans and the Democrats, when they send you out their emails and their questionnaires and all that, it's not very often that they actually give you an opportunity to respond. You know, they just give you these 10 or 20 questions, you know, and you can't really answer any of the questions because it's just all pablum. And so there's nothing. What do you do with an opinion poll like that? You disagree with every one of them. They're all the wrong argument. They're all the wrong thing. They're looking for love in all the wrong places. What do you do with it? Well, Senator Conran, I think it is, sent out one over the weekend. They gave us an opportunity to respond. I could do it. It would take probably 30 minutes or so, but I could read you all of my responses, lengthy, many of them. I hope they'll read it. I hope I didn't waste an hour of my time. I probably did. But I hope they read some of those. It'll fill their mind with something just a little bit different than what they're used to getting, perhaps. Anyway, here's another one. Barry the Usurper urges Republicans to stop blocking corporate finance rules. That's right. Yeah. Stop blocking that corporate. How much money did Barry the Usurper pull in? Not just from around the United States, but around the world. Corporate campaign finance. Stop blocking the corporate campaign finance rules. Nicholas Johnston, writing for Bloomberg. Barry the Usurper urged the Republicans in Congress to stop blocking campaign finance legislation that he said would keep corporations and foreign interests from anonymously trying to influence U.S. elections. You say GE. Can you say BP, Barry? Hey, can you spell Monsanto? The legislation would require corporations and unions to disclose their spending on political advertising. It would also require corporate and union leaders to appear in ads that they finance, saying that they approve the message, as candidates must do. The leaders of the other party want to keep the public in the dark, Usurper said. I don't know whether he was in the closet with the flashlight or what. Obama said in his weekly address on the radio and on the internet, they don't want you to know which interests are paying for the ads. So come on. Come on. Is this specious or what, folks? Is it? I'm telling you. This is as ridiculous as it gets. Here's another one. Feinberg. Feinberg. Nice Irish boy. Feinberg here. This by Jim Schneider. August 22nd, writing for Bloomberg. Feinberg says BP Gulf oil spill victims may be able to sue some companies. May be able. A key word there, phrases are important. Kenneth Feinberg, who today will start drawing from a $20 billion escrow fund. Just today? An escrow fund? For Gulf oil spill victims? Still keeping that meme alive, right? Hasn't decided whether they must waive their right to sue companies involved if they accept final reimbursement. What have I said in the past? Do not take the money. Do not settle early. Hold out. Just wait. Wait until you know what the real costs are going to be. Wait until you know what your health care costs are going to be. Wait until you know whether your business is going to survive over the winter and come into the spring. Wait until we know how much of the oil is still there. Don't settle early. The question of whether or not a final payment will require, here it is, a claimant to release one defendant, BP PLC, or all defendants has not yet been resolved by whom? By me, Feinberg said. Funny. Seems like the way they disposed of most of the September the 11th of 2001. Victims, their families, and the first responders. The question of whether or not a final payment will require a claimant to sign a release, a waiver, giving away your right to come back again. Is that initial check worth it, folks? The legal rights of victims who receive final compensation, underline that, have been a subject of negotiations involving Feinberg, officials from BP, and other parties. Potential defendants include Transocean Limited, which operated the Deep Horizon oil drilling rig, and the Anadarko Petroleum Corporation, of course. Of course, we still need to be looking at Halliburton. We also need to be looking at Nalco. We might even be looking at Vetco Gray. BP spokesman Darren Boydo said on August the 20th that it was the company's understanding that claimants would waive their right to sue BP and companies tied to the spill in accepting final compensation from their claims. Don't do it, folks. I'm warning you. Don't do it.
looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And certainly we could all hope that, we would have as much luck in the United States as they've had in Australia, apparently. The Australians have hung their parliament, and that's a good sign. Australia's dollar fell as the nation's federal election failed to deliver a majority government for the first time in 70 years. The currency weakened against all 16 major counterparts as neither Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard nor the opposition leader Tony Abbott gained an outright majority in the August 21st vote. Meaning one side must win negotiations with independent lawmakers to form a government. Stocks of mining companies, including Melbourne-based BHP Billiton Limited, they're all over potash up in Canada, trying to seize a monopoly there, and London-based the Rio Tinto Group, rose on optimism the election outcome will result in a proposed mining tax being either scrapped or diluted. And that would be, in my opinion, a good thing. The Australian dollar is going to stay heavy, said Phil Burke. I don't know whether they mean they're going back to the gold standard or not. Probably just fiat reserve, Federal Reserve notes, that's fiat money. Anyway, said Phil Burke, chief dealer for the global foreign exchange rates at J.P. Morgan Chase & Company in Sydney. Quote, markets don't like uncertainty, close quote. Markets don't like uncertainty. Of course, this morning, rolling out all the retards as they are, the market in a freeze frame mode position. guess the lot of uncertainty out there. Markets just don't seem to like what they're hearing. Like they don't like what they're seeing either, and I don't think they like the choices in the upcoming election. The nation's currency, again, we're talking about Australia here, slid 0.3% to 89.10 U.S. cents as of 4:14 p.m. So the exchange rate with the Australian currency there must be the kangaroo or something, 89.10 against the U.S. dollar. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Daily close in the Aussie dollar below 88.50 could be a little ugly with the next level of support near 87.70. Australian bond continues. Political uncertainty. Australia's benchmark S&P ASX 200 index closes at 4,429 from 4,430 late last week, virtually unchanged. Materials index, which includes resource stocks, climbed to 0.6%. BHP advanced, blah, blah, blah. Australia's dollar will bear the brunt of the uncertainty, so blah, 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 blah. The main thing is they got a hung parliament down there, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Here's another one. This one from Hewlett-Packard. And we're going to get into the more important news this morning. Hewlett-Packard offers to buy 3PAR, trumping the Dell bid. HP offered to buy 3PAR Inc. for about $1.6 billion, topping Dell Inc.'s bid for the maker of equipment and software products for data centers. Data centers. Want to talk about getting involved? You know, talk about getting involved with technocracy. We're going to talk about that today. But this is the decade of mergers and acquisitions. And so as we see more and more and more of all of the various high-tech and minerals and resources are being absorbed into fewer and fewer hands, all the trillions and trillions of dollars, U.S. dollars that are out there floating around being used to buy up these various and sundry companies, like I said, just centering more and more power in fewer and fewer hands, we need to be aware of it. HP and Dell are competing for smaller rivals to challenge International Business Machine Corp. in the market for more complex computer systems and technology services that yield higher profits than desktop and laptop PCs. 3PAR is based in Fremont, California, and they make hardware and software for reducing information storage requirements. Of course, it'll take Doug Owen and Lee Rogers to find out what that really means. Beyond me, maybe Michael Vail could sit down and decode that, provide us with the magic decoder ring, which I just don't seem to have when it comes to these sorts of things. Well, that's about enough of that. Over the weekend, another broadcast I listened to last evening brought out the idea. This was... This was on Dave Hodges' broadcast on a competing network. But it's like all of a sudden, certain people, Mr. Woods, Patrick Woods, and other people have had an aha moment. They've started to realize that Oracle Broadcasting ain't your daddy's talk radio, and the information that we've been talking about for the last 2 years is going to need to be discussed in a wider scheme of things. But, you know, we've talked about, we've had people on here on this broadcast and others as well in regards to the smart grid and all of that and all of the research that we've brought out with Vicki Davis over the last couple of years. And even these very discussions that we're going to repeat a little bit of today as regards to technocracy and how old the concept is, actually. But, of course, it's all just brand new. Oh, my goodness, this is cutting edge. This is academia really coming to the end, you know, right up into the front, the forefront. But this is stuff we've discussed at length on this network. Even the transhumanists and the futurists, all that was mentioned last evening. I found that rather surprising, as if this was some new discovery and it was the best broadcast ever heard. But here's a little website. We'll just jump right straight to this. I did want to touch on shepherding. But maybe if we'll have time later in the broadcast, we'll come back to that, look at a little bit of legal research and analysis. But this is a an analysis of technocracy, information brief number 50, 1960. And this is a cached website of Welcome to the Technocracy, Inc. Research Library. Of course, you want to find out more about this. I'll drop this link in the chat room at the next break. An analysis of technocracy, information brief number 50. Technocracy is science in the social field. The Encyclopedia Americana, interestingly enough, I have an Encyclopedia Americana open right in front of me here. and we're going to talk a little bit right out of, share some information right out of it. The Encyclopedia Americana has said, quote, whatever the future of technocracy, one must fairly say that it is only the program of social and economic reconstruction, which is in complete intellectual and technical accord with the age in which we live. All right? Then there's nothing new about it. Go all the way back to Auguste Comte. You know, there are so many people that want, you know, they're sold on socialism, they're sold on fascism, and of course we've always got to talk about Adolf Hitler and blame everything in the world on the Nazis. But, you know, some of this material that we've shared out of, you know, the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences and other places, you know, it's like it was written in this time period, back in the 1930s. But if we understand that Auguste Comte, when he came up with his three stages of human development, the theocracies, the ruled by your priesthood, transitioning into the metaphysical time, that's your age of reason, and then emerging into the positive stage, the third stage, the final stage, not to talk about rock and roll music, but anyway, as the third stage, the final stage of human development, this is the positive stage, and we live in the positive stage, and we've been living in the positive stage, and Auguste Comte wrote about it in the 1840s and 1850s, all right? There's nothing real new here. But again, whatever the future of technocracy, one must fairly say that it's the only program of social and economic reconstruction, key phrase there, key word, which is in complete intellectual and technical accord with the age in which we live. The late H.G. Wells stated, essentially, technocracy is a soundly scientific effort to restate economics on a purely physical basis. The concise Oxford Dictionary defines technocracy as an organization and a management of a country's industrial resources by technical experts for the good of the whole community. Does that sound familiar? The good of the whole community, the greatest good of the greatest number. Now we're back into philosophical radicalism with Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, and James Mill, right? Utilitarians. These definitions all say much the same thing, but in different words, all right? We've talked so much about Agenda 21. This is where you can find it all. This is the implementation strategy, and certainly Thomas Woods is aware of that. The August Review is his website, but he's always present whenever, you know, Freedom Advocates or Freedom 21 get together for their annual conferences, you know, a regular speaker. But I'm just going to turn over here and see if I can find my bookmark. Here it is. To the United Nations Global Straitjacket, this written by Joan Vion. Many of you have heard her interviewed in the past. I've had this book in my library since right around 2001 or thereabouts, but this book was last copyright in 2000 by Joan Vion. And in Chapter 4, she has an interesting little bit about the family dependency ratio. She has a chart on page 169 of her book, A Philosophy of Production versus or slash Consumption. All right, and this is a very important understanding because the whole idea behind sustainable development and the smart grid and all of that is to come, and the idea of carbon trading and carbon credits, certainly you understand that we are carbon. We're carbon on the hoof, all right? Just as we were talking about the belching sheep and the farting cows the other day, we too are carbon on the hoof, so to speak. And this whole idea of carbon trading and carbon credits, it's all about inputs and outputs. So let's just take a look at this chart and get an idea for what she was advancing fully 10 years ago, right after this break.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So looking back again at the United Nations, the Global Straitjacket, page 169, a book written by Joan Vion, published back in the in copyright in 1999 and the year 2000. I hope she doesn't mind. I'm using her chart here. But it's the family dependency ratio again. We're talking about carbon credits and all of this. We're also looking at population control massively. Understand that. Any house, apartment, or farm in the USA or the world. And this is kind of a focus. It's hard to translate it. I wish I could just drop it in the chat room so you could look at the little chart. But we're going to look at the idea of being producers and non-producers, all right? A mom and dad are producers. And non-producers are baby and the grandparents. Getting rid of the children. Getting rid of the grandparents. Non-producers, useless eaters, you know. And mom and dad are both in the workforce. You know, you go back to Rosie the Riveter. And back to the women's liberation movement, the emergence of the credit cards, the two-wage earner family. There's no mistake in any of this. This is all the implementation strategy of not only Agenda 21, but the information, the stuff that was envisioned back by the technocrats a long time ago. But the calculation here, the formula, is how much work was produced at home and at work. You look in the Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development of Rio de Janeiro, 1992, you'll find that the focus is all women, children, and indigenous people. Why? Why is the focus all on women, children, and indigenous people? Because you've got to get the women, the children, and the indigenous people to accept the public buy-in and get on the process here. You're going to have to get all of the women into the workforce in all across the world, in all of the several states of the world, all of the little nation states. You've got to get everybody in the workforce. We've got a whole lot of women all around the world who are doing today much to what the women in the United States did long ago. They stayed around the house. They ran the farms. They oftentimes ran the family businesses. They raised the children. They took the role of educator. They took the role of daycare. They took all those roles. They had them in the house, and they were good at it. Very good at it. Unfortunately, with the creation of the Internal Revenue Service taxing system, there was no way to reach their productive effort. There was no way to reach into the family home and raise a tax on the contribution that the wife was making, because she was doing the dishes, baking the cake, baking loaves of bread, taking care of the children, changing babies' diapers, mowing around the house with a little push tile reel mower, sometimes washing the car and all that. No, no, we can't tax that. So she's got to come out of the house. And so we went in and launched this huge program of equal rights for women, you know. And oh, yeah, they got the same equal rights the Negro did. Yeah, they sure did. They get to become wage slaves for their entire life and get the snake's knot stomped out of them. They get to be taxed beyond belief, and they have been. They have been. And we destroyed the family home at the same time. But how much work was produced at home and work, work plus home, equals a 4A rating. How much was consumed, energy, water, food, etc., is your amount that's consumed, that's a deduction. And then you have to ask yourself, are you a net consumer or are you a net producer? All right? And that's a very important family dependency ratio, one that has been pushed and pushed and pushed by these, you know, batards that consider themselves to be globalists. All right? Now, let's just jump back a little bit, back up a little bit here in the book. And she writes, for example, in trying to understand how all of life is being reinvented, in 1994, a retired California professor, Roderick Nash, in a speech delivered at the Federal Role of the Ecosystem Management Conference, ecosystem management, remember our ocean, coastal, and marine spatial planning, a broad-based ecosystem management tool, all right? Back in 1994, retired California professor Roderick Nash, in a speech delivered at the Federal Role in Ecosystem Management Conference convened by the Congressional Research Service, discussed the shift to holism and ecosystem management as, quote, holism, a way of thinking about nature as interrelated and a way of thinking about humans as members and not masters of an ecosystem, close quote. Nash went on to say that under dualism, the traditional Christian Cartesian perspective, man was in control of Earth nature, whereas under holism, man is equal to the Earth and therefore, quote, we are at a crossroads in the history of life on this planet, close quote. It's all humans and other animals. Humans and other animals. No longer were we given dominion over the planet. No longer are we put here to be the stewards of the planet. No, now we have the same rights that rocks have, or less. Right? The Convention on Biological Diversity, Biodiversity, and Ecosystem Management are interrelated, and neither could be understood without the other. It's a meta-language. It's a language about a language. Part and parcel of Agenda 21 is the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment, Joan writes, which is an 1,135-page study of how to protect plants and animals. In short, in order to protect the plants and animals, man will have to be restricted as to where he can farm and live. And certainly, if you were listening to Rima LeBeau and her maiden voyage broadcast right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network over the weekend, you understand the drive here where man can farm and where man can live. You know, food scarcity and all of that, since any human activity impacts the natural land and the animal kingdoms. Now you understand a little bit more about what is meant by coastal and marine spatial planning. As we start going, moving up the bays and the quays and start following the rivers up into their watersheds. All right, this is already being done through restricted areas such as strict nature reserves for science purposes, wilderness areas for wilderness protection, national parks for ecosystem protection and recreation, natural monuments for national features, habitat species management areas for conservation through management intervention, protected landscapes and seascapes, and managed resource protected areas to protect and conserve all these areas. All this is accomplished through county and state zoning and land use planning legislation, you see. Joan Vion really has it down on a lot of this stuff. She's traveled all around the world, going to all the various and sundry meetings of the United Nations, their various organs and their bodies, and she understands it. and she writes well about it. The United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Vian, can't recommend it to you highly enough. Technology schools of the schools of technology. Here's a little bit right out of, again, the Encyclopedia Americana. We're talking about technocracy, the rise of the technocrat, the transition from industrial, agricultural to industrial, going back in the 1850s and moving forward, and then the emergence of a new technocracy, technology. Technology as the new currency, carbon trading. We're going away from cash, away from a cash-based system, going into energy exchange systems. The School of Technology is this distinctly modern institution we find written here in the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 26. This article, I don't see anything in this article that would indicate that it was written any later than 1946. So we're right back in to the decade on top of the creation of Technocracy, Inc. I dropped the link for that into the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, you can certainly do that. Just log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, click on the chat room link and drop in. Visit with us a bit this morning. But the schools of technology is a distinctly modern institution brought into existence when the advance of science, this is scientism, and the expansion of industrialism created a demand, there's that key word again, always reduce it down to demand. Sustainable development can be reduced to the simple word demand. So can most any economic question be resolved in demand. So, for technical training of a more comprehensive type, be careful about that comprehensivism, that brings up Richard Buckminster Fuller and the rest of his gang, and at a more advanced level than was provided by the system of apprenticeship inherited from the medieval guilds. You see why, you know, you look back and you look at the Masons and all of the rest of the secret societies. Most of them have been made, rendered obsolete. They were rendered obsolete at the turn of the last century. Yeah, they might still be around, but they've been rendered obsolete. There's something else happening. There's a new game in town, all right, that doesn't require secret handshakes and all of that. It requires advanced degrees. You have to move through the degrees, but you move through the degrees in education, academia. A few of the present-day schools of technology, again, we're talking 1940s, can be traced their origins back to the 18th century, but by far the greater number are products of the 19th century. Even after the need for technological education at a high professional level was recognized, organizing it was a comparatively slow process. It took time. It took time. First hour is come and gone. We'll be back for hour number two right after this top of the hour intermission. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. Cpanel?
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moon Day, August the 23rd, 2010. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, kicking off the second hour of today's two-hour transmission right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Big shout-out to AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, that joined us in our second hour today. And I thank them for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences and all of the rest of our AM and FM micros and affiliate stations. In the first hour, just kind of went through a very slight grab bag of headline articles and things like that off the Bloomberg website. Now we're diving into technocracy. Technocracy. As if it was a new subject, as if it was new research, as if it was cutting edge, but it is being presented that way by some. We're just going in and dusting off some of what we've covered in the past. Out of the Encyclopedia Americana, of course, over the weekend, I continued my studies of legal research and writing for paralegals, where I discovered that throughout this this text, the legal professions, you know, they really castigate the use of law encyclopedias. You know, they relegate it to the dustbin. So there's a reason for that. They have their own inside circle that they want all of the paralegals looking at all the time. They want everyone always looking at this new perversion that is known as stare decisis or judge-made law. And then they want to drive you into the arms of LexisNexis and Thompson West and others, places like that, West Publishing, as old as they are, well over 100 years. They want to drive you into the lawyer's co-op, their arms. They want you to depend upon all of the material that's produced by McGraw-Hill and others. And we were going to talk a little bit about shepherdizing, but we'll have to probably do that tomorrow. Maybe there'll be time later in the broadcast. But for now, what I want to concentrate on in the second hour of the day is to continue our discussion of technocracy and technology in general. A huge shift that occurred at the turn of the last century. A group of people, a group of men. Technocracy originated in the winter of 1918 and 1919 when Howard Scott formed a group of scientists, engineers, and economists that became known as the Technical Alliance, a research organization. Howard Scott was the chief engineer of this group. The alliance lasted about 14 years. Its membership embraced many of America's top scientists and engineers, including top such personalities as Friedrich Ackermann, an architect, Leland Old, the statistician, Thorstein Veblen, economist, L.K. Comstock, an electrical engineer, and Charles Steinmetz, etc. It conducted what became known as the famous Energy Survey of North America. And it's out of this idea, of course, we've shared with you the Princeton Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. In fact, if you just go back and look at all of the archives, everything that we talk about here generally is the advance of this technocracy. But for some, it seems like it's new news. Of course, it's been around on Oracle since its inception. Some of the hosts on this network and the founders of this network brought the idea of futurism and all of that technological stuff with them from other networks when this network was formed. So if you're a regular Oracle listener, you understand what's going on out there much better than most. But back to the discussion, we're looking at the schools of technology. This was all new. This was all new in the late 1800s. This is all new. But, of course, if you look at the technocrats, it's hard to deal with the technocrats if you reject the logical positivists. They themselves came up with the language, a symbolic language that the technocrats speak in. And without an understanding of logical positivism, it's difficult to advance in your understanding of technocracy. But let's go in and continue a little bit further here. Third, we're just going through, I'm skipping over a big bundch. We don't need to go through all of the various and sundry technical schools that are popping up all over. But third is the Morrill Act of 1862. Morrill, M-O-R-I-L-L, Act of 1862. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Hey, let's understand one of the things that we're really dealing with as we move further into this 21st century. We're really up against the wall with academia. Academia is not our friends. It used to be, perhaps at one time, but it was taken over. It's certainly no friend of ours today. These are the change agents, all right? So as we're going into the break, I laid this one on you. The Morrill Act of 1862. Now, that's not moral as in morals. It's Morrill. It's like a sausage manufacturer or something. M-O-R-R-I-L-L. The Morrill Act of 1862, granting land to the several states for the support of colleges of agricultural and the mechanical arts. Now, mechanical arts is different from mechanical drawing and things like that. Of course, that's what it was all about. But it's different from the idea of a mechanic. There once was a time where the mechanics were the ones that did all of this sort of stuff that the engineers and others, this plethora of, bachelors and doctors and scientists and engineers and so on. So it used to be all done by the mechanics. If you wanted something like a steam engine built, you'd go find a good mechanic and they'd create a, they'd design and build a steam engine for you, all right? And you could tinker around and sit in the shop and work with the guys and help them to come up with the great ideas. But they would do all of the castings and do all the forging and do all the pounding and all the riveting. And they'd put together a steam engine for you. And if you like it, you pay the bill. Right? But all that changed. The Morrill Act of 1862, granting to the several states for support of colleges of agricultural and mechanic arts. Time was that the blacksmith, I mean, if you didn't have a blacksmith in your town, you weren't hip. You weren't moving, you weren't grooving, you couldn't even have a decent marriage because the blacksmith usually would perform marriages much more often than a priest. Whatever the blacksmith joined together couldn't be removed. Anything a blacksmith welded, you ever seen a forge welded chain? The weakest link story, you know, they practice, blacksmith practice making links in chains and welding them, forge welding them together. It's not the same as arc welding, it's not the same as gas welding. It actually merges molecules in iron. You're forcing one piece of iron inside of and to and integrally with another. All right? The blacksmiths were great magicians, if you will, of their time period. Anyway, I mean, it's just the same. You know, think of a collier. Think of somebody like, for instance, a barrel maker. Okay? Somebody that makes wooden barrels. Very, very interesting process, learning how to make a wooden barrel, and especially a wooden barrel that will be watertight and will hold the water that's in it or the wine or anything else. The Morrill Act, okay, brought into existence a nationwide system of publicly supported colleges whose primary function was to support or to provide technical education on the broadest possible scale. And it's very interesting in this transition, too, because now we're talking about publicly supported colleges. Publicly supported colleges. Now, who's going to be the chief recipient of this stuff? Well, obviously, the corporations are going to be the chief recipient of the knowledge that's brought out by these educated technocrats. But it's all done with public funding. Let's go into it a little further here. The Morrill Act is generally acknowledged to be the greatest single stimulus to technological education in the history of the United States. And some say that the technological education could be the greatest thing in world history. And then it says, see colleges land grant. All right, land grant. Now, there's so much more. We don't need to go into it. But basically, it was just a process of first coming up with the curriculum needed. You know, when you're involved in something new like high-tech stuff and you're designing the insides of the computer and the software that runs them, you have to come up with a new curriculum because none of the old-school stuff works. So the curriculum of virtually every school which taught engineering included civil, mechanical, and electrical engineering. Then they branched into aeronautical engineering, then into naval architecture and marine engineering, agricultural engineering, petroleum engineering, sanitary and public health engineering. Now, that's not the people that work down at McDonald's in the bathroom. No, that's sanitary and public health engineering. That's sanitary sewers and stormwater design and the idea of having water pipelines and fire hydrant loops and things like that and water towers. That's all your sanitary and your public health engineering. The design of waste treatment plants and learning how to put in a pumping station so that you could raise sewage from a low level up to a higher level so that you could eventually have it by the waterborne carriage or the water carriage system of sanitary sewers make its way all the way out to the treatment plant. All right? And then they went into and they got involved with meteorology, all that. All the larger universities and schools of technology carry on graduate work and research in science and technology. The doctorates normally required at least 3 years, this was back in the 40s, full of graduate work and the presentation of a thesis based on original research and constituting a contribution to knowledge. So you really actually had to do something to get your doctorate in any of these fields. The fact that engineers are increasingly being called upon to occupy administrative posts in industry makes it undesirable that their education should be limited to purely professional subjects, and so they branched out into all manner of things, philosophy, economics, business administration, etc. Now, there are lots of other schools. You know, Auguste Comte went to the École Polytechnique in Paris, France. He was kicked out of there, too, a little bit of too radical, you know. But anyway, there have been lots of other colleges. One of them in England is the Royal School of Mines, and that's important. The Royal School of Mines, you might browse that up and see what the Royal School of Mines might be doing these days. Many of the contributors in the UK, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, no matter how you want to style it, many of the contributors there were financing these schools largely for their own benefit, including the City of London. Of course, now the City of London is not the same as London. The City of London is that little thing just like the Washington, D.C. All right. The Glasgow and West of Scotland Technical College was organized in 1886 by merging Anderson's University and Birkbeck's Mechanics Institute, and it is thus the oldest institution of its kind in the British Isles. All right. So all of this has been coming on us and at us slowly, little bit by little bit by little bit, as we understand more how to actually go about teaching these kinds of things. This is more than just reading, writing, and arithmetic. This is a very interesting development in time. And it is through this process, and of course we find it as well in Russia, not at all developed before the revolution, but after the revolution, after the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks, after the Lenin and Stalin come into play, since that time, since that revolution, science and technology have, according to our authors here, occupied by far the most important place in Russian education. Remember, the reason for the season of the Russian Revolution was that they were just starting to discover that Russia, Mother Russia, was awash in oil and vast fields of mineral wealth that had previously been untapped by the Abramovich family? No, what is it? Oh, my. By the czars, you know, for the past 600 years. So ever since then, you know, it's been nothing but technology, technology, engineering, engineering in Russia. And a lot of that has been financed by us. And it was a very interesting experiment because they were in Russia, under the atheist model of Marx, able to take God out of the picture and make it just simply humans and other animals. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So we've jumped back again into this article that I'm sharing a little bit of, just the hum of the highlights out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 26. This set was published a long, long time ago, as I've shared with you. This article is very likely having been written no later than about 1946, but this set that I'm looking at right here was published in 1951. I have the hard copy you'll open on my desk. Another one of these flea market finds about a whole set of encyclopedias on that day. Not on the other day, I picked up another set of Encyclopedia Britannicas for a $20 bill, but this one was also came to me with $20, but it, along with Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law and a variety of other legal books, law books. Anyway, there's lots you can find if you just scour the flea markets. But, again, some people don't like you to look in the encyclopedias because why? Well, because they don't exactly tell you what you are used to hearing and that they're considered largely to be, so below the doctorate level, you know, this that just doesn't have all the gloss and the glimmer that, oh, anyway, I don't want to go there. Technological instruction in France began in the late 18th century, and that's the truth, all right, late 18th century. Auguste Comte, École Polytechnique. But it was not until recent years that a comprehensive system of schools of technology was developed. France reorganized its control of technical schools in 1919, 6 years after 1913, by the way, to integrate them more closely with its national system of education. We came under this nationalized system of education in advance of the creation of the United Nations and UNESCO. All right. But even France came under this. Germany came under it. So many others as well in this time period. All right. In Germany, it was providing for advanced technological instruction in the Technikhochschule, which are institutions of university rank, normally supported and controlled by public authority. Public authority. Visit on Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com. Find out about the Global Job Bank. Find out about the common standards and all of the various and sundry changes that lead us towards a unified system of workforce training globally. And then all of the various visa programs that make that possible and the enterprise zones, etc., that go with it. Dropping down further, China's progress in the field of technical education was seriously handicapped by the Japanese invasion, which resulted in the dispersal of its universities and the destruction of their plants. But of course, all that has been rectified. That's all been repaired. Now China's consistently cleaning our clocks and has eclipsed even Japan, their former oppressor. It takes considerable wealth, note this now, whether provided from public or private sources, to support a comprehensive system of schools of technology. Proper, equipped, and staffed, and students are not likely to be attracted in numbers to technical institutions unless there are reasonably adequate outlets for their training. Got to be jobs. There also has to be somebody that's financing the research, and the laboratories have to be developed, and all of this is done as a public-private partnership, creating a workforce for tomorrow. In addition, opportunities for technological research, an important part of the work of the best technical schools, can best be provided by a highly industrialized society. So did the apples come first? Did the horse come before the cart, or the cart before the horse? Obviously, they had to create the society that would be ready to accept the high technocracy, that level of technocracy that came out of it. They had to create the demand, always creating the demand. What is sustainable development? It is sustaining demand for the environmental and developmental concerns, which are businesses. They're corporations, they're companies, they're legal fictions. So Technocracy, Inc., by 1930, back to the Internet article, the group had become known as Technocracy, and in 1933, it was incorporated under the laws of the state of New York as a non-political, non-sectarian, non-profit membership organization. The new organization could then take in laymen for education and teaching purposes. Technocracy has no political antecedents. It derives nothing from any of the historic political theorists such as Adam Smith, David Ricardo, or Karl Mordecai Marx. The basic views of technocracy derive embryonically from the works of Joseph Willard Gibbs, the father of physical chemistry. It was Gibbs who placed the science of thermodynamics on a sound footing, and he emphasized that every process in nature means change. Change. There'll be some change happening here. He discovered some of the laws of physical change, okay? We go back and we understand, all right, from common law, the idea of the laws of nature and nature's God, change. We're finding out what's going down in the universe. And as we do, a whole new group forms around this, all right? Had lots of controversy over the weekend in the past 10 days, you know, Muslims and mosques and all of this nonsense. You know, this is Poseidon's trident. It's a worn-out model. It's going bye-bye. It's just a matter of time. It isn't behind us yet, but it will be in this century. We're going away from it. Go into social reform programs since the First World War. Again, from the Encyclopedia America, contemporary with the previous article. This, again, copyright 1951, but this article has source material that doesn't appear to be really any later than about 1944. All right. So even though this set of encyclopedias was published in 1951, much of these articles are far older than that. And it gives us a window into what was happening just as we made the transition, just as we had people who were powerful and influential people in the Industrial Revolution and at the age of Reconstruction in a post-Civil War America. These men still alive, still writing, still teaching at the universities, and they share their knowledge in these articles with us. And of course, then the bibliography at the end of the article can send you out to the authors. And as we say, we start with the dictionary and define our terms. Then we move into the encyclopedias and get a thorough background. And we find the names of books and the names of authors and the important players. And then we go in and we study those. And we can use the Internet to our advantage in that process. It's a rapid way to move into knowledge. Anyway, here in this social reform program since the First World War article, we see these words. It's section 2. Technocracy. Oh my. Technocracy. Did we think we just found it? Did we just dust it off? No, we've discussed this very article in the past. Go back and look in the archives. But some would like to claim this as new research, and they're bringing it out and polishing it up. Aside from the new trends in Soviet Russia and the growth of fascism, the two most important new developments in social reform thought after the First World War were technocracy and the social credit movement. Now, we see the same things happening today, technocracy and the social credit movement. What did Joan Vion say about that? You know, what was her process here? This was like looking at your inputs and your outputs and being taxed on your inputs and your outputs, a social credit system. Right now, we're in the process of destroying out of the memory of people, discrediting the Federal Reserve banking system, the family of banks, visioned by Auguste Comte. And we're creating a new bourse. We're creating a new carbon banking system, a new carbon-based economic system, which is based basically upon the same kind of science as the king's clothing argument. All right? It's all about these invisible gases, these mean carbon dioxide things. Not remembering that it's the ocean that controls the planet largely as far as climate is concerned. But anyway. And that there's more water in the atmosphere thanks to solvent. Or absolutely. There's more water in the atmosphere than basically just about anything else. Thank God for it. Anyhow, continuing. Aside from the new trends in Soviet Russia, we saw those new trends. What were the new trends? The Bolsheviks, the Mensheviks, the rise of Lenin, and then Stalin's war of extermination. We'll be right back. Remember the people of Ukraine. What a genocide.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, going into making a little bit of an expose on this technocracy issue once again. Kind of like a retread, really, but some are advancing it as their, you know, great found nugget. Anyway, I like to just slap people upside the head from time to time, especially when they deserve it. If they would listen to this broadcast, as they've been asked to do, maybe they wouldn't make such fools of themselves. Anyway, let's go into it. Technocracy, again, viewed broadly, was a proposal to put industrial engineers in control of the economic life of man. Right? Social engineering. Social engineering. Industrial engineers in control of the economic life of man. the new smart meters, smart grid, smart appliances, four-star energy-efficient appliances. I mean, we went over that until it was ad nauseum with H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. Went all through that, right out of the local, you know, electrical cooperative each month, you know, from their publication. I've shared article after article after article. Right? I think we'd all be aware of this by now, right? The movement was developed mainly after the First World War, and so we can verify some of what is being said here on this website, Technocracy, Inc. By the 1930s, the group had become known as Technocracy. All right? And again, back into it, Technocracy viewed broadly was a proposal to put industrial engineers in control of the economic life. We had to pull all of the people off the farms and bring them all into the cities so that we could forget our agrarian roots and become industrialists and industrial slaves in the factory systems. Continuing, the movement was developed mainly after the First World War, though there was anticipation of the ideas in Francis Bacon's New Atlantis. Now we're back in dipping into the barrel of the secret societies. His intellectual godfather was Thorstein Veblen. And, of course, he was mentioned in this article on the net. Okay, and so you might take a look and find out who is Thorstein Veblen, V-E-B-L-I-N, Veblen. Continuing, its intellectual godfather was Thorstein Veblen, V-E-B-L-E-N, and some of the more active protagonists of the movement have been Howard Scott, Walter Rosenstrauss, Harold Loeb, and Felix J. Fraser. Now, again, this is an Encyclopedia Americana article being referred to in part by this website, Technocracy, Inc. website. And it's all just right there for you. See why it's important to keep your eyes peeled for these old encyclopedias? You can learn so much so quickly. Continuing, it even temporarily attracted many of the leading industrialists and the bankers, Now, who are the leading industrialists and the bankers? Go back and review once again the writings of Auguste Comte and his system of positive polity, his system of positive philosophy, and his system of positive religion. And you'll find that in the positive stage of human development, the planet will be run by the captains of finance and industry. Now, these are the industrialists and the bankers, the captains of finance and industry. This was written in the 1850s. And that they would rule the planet through their appointed dictator or dictators, and that banks would become the new temple, that woman would become the goddess, right? And we would come into this new system, which would depend upon a transition to fetishism. What's the idea of fetishism anyway? That's all your stuff. Like a bunch of raccoons or ravens. You know, you gather up all of this little shiny stuff, all of this cheap Chinese plaster crap, and you pile it up around your house. This is fetishism. Ever look into it? A young person's closet these days? My God, be careful opening that door. And all of the toys torrent out, you know, all of these little dolls and fetishes and things like that. Little military fetish dolls and little harlot fetish dolls and homosexual fetish dolls and all of the other fetish dolls that fall out of the closet. My God, it's like going into some kind of a voodoo laboratory. Anyway, I walk around the toy aisles in the store if I'm ever in one that has one. Don't go down those aisles. I don't want to be infected. It even temporarily attracted many of the leading industrialists and bankers when they were desperately grasping for a straw in the midst of the Depression of 1930 to 1933. Right? This is social engineering in combination with technical and industrial engineering in the middle of a banking revolution. The investigation of American resources and plant equipment under the direction of Harold Loeb, out of this grew two important books, The Chart of Plenty and Potential Plant Product Capacity. So here's some books you could go and look up, written by a man named Harold Loeb. All right. The Chart of Plenty, Potential Plant Product Capacity. The fundamental thesis of Technocracy was that the times were out of joint. times were out of joint. See, now we're all co-creationists, now we're co-evolutionists, and the times are out of joint. The time for the nation state and boundaries, sovereign nations, is gone. And the futures would have us believe that transhumanism is the wave of the future, my man. And that we should all, you know, seek to have our DNA adjusted so that we can live on and on in perpetuity as little g-godmen. Of course, not everyone will share that vision, and so those that don't share the vision will have to be eliminated. But that's part of the population control agenda. Again, the fundamental thesis of technocracy was that the times were out of joint. Our capacity for the production of all kinds of goods had fabulously increased, especially since 1900. Right? Since 1900. Even Richard Buckminster Fuller spoke of it in his book, you know, Brave New World, his book, The Operation Manual for the Spaceship Earth. Ideas in Integrity is another one. I Seem to Be a Verb is another one. Those are all in my library, books by Richard Buckminster Fuller. But even he spoke of that. We have not had a problem with production for decades and decades and decades. Production is not the problem. Creating demand is the problem, and distribution. We have no distribution problems now other than artificially induced or artificial scarcities. So we've come out of the woods on most of these things, and yet the people who demand absolute control of all the resources of the planet refuse to allow us access to our resources, some of which I shared in my comments to the Republican Party Senate Committee over the weekend. Continuing, our capacity for the production of all kinds of goods had fabulously increased, especially since 1900. Nevertheless, our social institutions, including, of course, the economic, had not altered in their basic character for several hundred years. And so it was time for a social revolution, and a social revolution we had. It was time for a new economic order to emerge, and that new economic order emerged. Continuing, if technology might be symbolized by the turban, social institutions could be appropriately represented by the windmill. The archaic price system, said the technocrats, prevented us from being able to distribute and use goods in anything like the highly efficient fashion that our mechanical plant enabled us to produce them. We should think and act in terms of the processes which actually created modern life. We should abandon the monetary terminology of the age-old peddler economy, mercantilism, and deal with physical facts. We should talk in terms of ergs and calories and kilogram calories and British thermal units, for example, instead of the balance sheet, margins, dollars, bank credit, and the like. Science and engineers had created our civilization. Even if they did not assume actual political control at that time, they should tell us how to run it successfully in its material aspects. And they have, and they will, through the expansion of the smart grid. Just for one, the smart meters. Just for one. And we've talked on that so much in the past. But see, the old is going out the window. The dollar is irrelevant. Dollar bills, credit in your credit account and all that, irrelevant. It's about inputs. It's about outputs. It's going to be about your carbon footprint. Even if it's based on junk science, it'll have to be introduced. Because it's a never-ending drain on you. It's a never-ending enforcement of your participation in the treadmill. No longer will you be concerned about having more. It's all about being more. It's a transition from the objective to the subjective. Whatever the future of technocracy, it might be described as the only program of social and economic reconstruction which was in complete intellectual and technological accord with our age. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we are blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Of course, your calls are always welcome throughout each broadcast, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to jump in, weigh in on this idea of technocracy, how it's impacted your life, you're welcome to call in. Please do so. But again, the authors here say, whatever the future of technocracy, it might be described as the only program of social and economic reconstruction which was in complete intellectual and technical accord with our age. And this is rising at the same time of, you know, Avraham Springsteen and the Radical Red Republican Party of Lincoln. This rising up out of the same time, the initial, the opening salvos, if you will, of martial law rule, etc. It was far more up to date than communism. Absolutely. You know, yeah, you can go on down the road with, you know, communism, socialism, Fabian socialism. Go down that road, and it provides a useful model if we can understand the difference between the individual and the collective and how the collective, the greatest good of the greatest number, is always trying to kill the individual without realizing that if you continue to rob Peter to pay Paul, eventually Peter is going to become broke. He'll no longer be able to support Paul. And it doesn't matter how high up the food chain you go. If you consistently rob Peter to pay Paul, eventually Peter will go broke and then Paul will perish. The parasite always perishes when the body, the host, dies. Or else the parasite just simply falls off and they toddle over to Israel and visit with their family for a while. It was far more up-to-date then than communism. In the same way, the economic thinking of Veblen was more up-to-date than that of Marx, Karl Mordecai, Marx, you see. And Marx was going by the wayside rapidly. The remarkable progress of Soviet Russia was certainly due in part to its implicit adoption of a modified technocracy. Right? This is going back, this is positivism. You know, there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. And the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensed, taxable, and revocable. Right? All the laws of thermodynamics, all of this, the rise of the technocracy, they've taken over the laws of nature. Now, they even believe that they can, and in some cases can, control them. You know, HARP and all the rest of that, weather modification, genetically modified foods, etc. Though technology went into eclipse, well, I finished this statement, a modified technocracy laying stress on production for service according to the latest technical processes and reposing special confidence in engineers, some of them foreign and anti-communistic leanings. Reposing confidence. It's a confidence game, but reposing confidence in engineers. Experts say, man familiar with the matter said, a new panel, a study came out of a new panel, said, experts say, new confidence in engineers. My will be done, not thy will be done. You know? Quite the transition. Though technocracy went into an eclipse during much of the New Deal period, the shallowness and the ineffectiveness of the New Deal as a social reform movement, which became especially evident after 1940, tended to revive interest in technocracy, and it attracted considerable support later in certain areas, especially in the northwestern portion of the United States. Okay? So it just goes on and on and on that way. Now, in the remaining moments of the broadcast, I want to talk briefly about Shepherd's citations. You know, there are a lot of people, myself included, that spend perhaps an inordinate amount of time trying to chase down everything that's coming down the pike on us and at us. And especially when we consider the Law of the Sea Treaty, the Convention on the Law of the Sea, and when we look at the coastal and marine spatial planning process, which we'll continue to talk about, interspersed along with, amongst other things, each day. It's not going away, folks. It's become a national policy. But we spend a lot of time digging into law, and yet few of us have any training to do so. We might get our answers from some of the wrong places. So in this book that I've been reading, I'm almost finished with it now, Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals, yes, taking another home course here. I do this constantly, it seems. The Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals, this book coming into my library at precisely the right moment, published by Little Brown and Company, written by a Deborah Bouchoux, Bouchoux. I found rather interesting a lengthy section here on shepherdizing. After you've done all of the rest of your research, then you can go into a series of volumes that are put out by McGraw-Hill, and it's up on the internet as well, too, through LexisNexis, but it's an expensive process. This is the world of the new legal order. But if we can understand that, you know, when Nancy Pelosi said you're not going to know what's in the bill until you pass it, and then the comment that I made previously, or subsequent to that, between then and now, that we're not going to really know what's in the legislation until it has passed through the filter of the appellate courts, until it has been tried in a court of law, we won't know what's in there. Why? Well, because it's whatever the judge says has a force and effect of law. Again, legal positivism. They call it positive law. They try to make us think that this is common law, but there's nothing common about it. This stuff doesn't rise up out of customs and traditions of man. It doesn't rise up out of the people spontaneously. It hasn't existed since time out of man. Hell no, all of this has just been newly created, whole cloth, by the technocrats. And yet we're supposed to accept this as the common law. Certainly nothing common about it. But this idea of shepherdizing is important. You might just browse it up. And if you do, you'll find that there is information right on the website about that. There's LexisNexis.com. I'll just give you a little bit. Citation Services, Shepherd Citation Service. Validate your research more quickly and completely with Shepherd's Citation Service, the premier citation service. Available exclusively from LexisNexis. In other words, you can't get this anyplace else. But just about no one in the legal profession will file briefs and go through their legal research and all that. Just about no judge is going to respect your work, your briefs, and all of the things, the pleadings, unless you go through this. And so there are these various portals that have been pretty well locked up by West Publishing, by the Lawyers Co-op. They're the ones that put out the American Jurisprudence Omjur. You've heard of that before. And LexisNexis, who has control, exclusive control, of this Shepherd's Citation Service. Shepherd's now has enhanced status reports, statutes reports, one view showing affecting legislation, pending bills, and so on and so forth. Okay, exclusive. Discover the potential splits of authority. Potential splits of authority. There are many, many things that you can discover by studying this Shepherd's Citations. Unfortunately, now you have to go through, apparently, LexisNexis. It's all online, apparently. Discover potential splits of authority. When one justice judge doesn't agree with another, when one court disagrees with another, you need to be aware of that. You could come out all in favor of this or all opposed to that, only to discover later that there's quite a controversy or a great history on something. And this Shepherd system is the way, and it sounds so, you know, correct, this is the way you could shepherd your research along. Before you come up with the last word and the final statement, you validate all of this by going through the Shepherd system. Exclusive. Validate cases with unsurpassed speed. Shepherd summaries at the top of your Shepherd's report surface the most important information, making it easy to quickly check the validity of your cases and zero in on the information most relevant to you. It speeds up your research time. This is the work of the legal, of the paralegal. Exclusives. Find underpinnings of your case. Only Shepherd's Table of Authorities lists cited cases that your case relied upon with corresponding treatments listed. And there's annotations and there's books and there's periodicals and there's all of this very stuff that makes up modern law. And failing to understand the modern law puts you at a great disadvantage when you're inside their system. Exclusive. Rely on unique user help tools for navigation. Only Shepherd's includes definitions of common Shepherd's phrases. Make it easier to navigate for the novice user. No other citation service offers definitions for users. A Shepherd's exclusive. Well, this is how you shepherd the last little bit of your research. Make sure that it's right up to speed, right up to date, and that it'll be respected by the courts. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, good day, and thank you for listening.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.